and remember the people who have taught us and raised us and nurtured us in our body, soul, and mind. And especially we remember the people whom we dearly love and the people whom we love us so much. They are called mother, father, grandparents and friends, and many names. Whether it was a few months ago or a few years ago, or even a decade ago, we still carry many memories with our beloved ones, and those heartwarming feelings remain in our heart. When we are reminded of each of their names, the name doesn't come to us just a name. It has a lot of meanings, teachings, and life-giving lessons of how we may live our lives. So I want to encourage you to think about the people and their names. Who do you have in your mind? What memory comes to your mind? Today, I want to talk about names. Hello? I want to show you some names. A lot of names over there. When I was a junior high, I was inspired by my youth pastor's sermon on a Sunday, and I thought, wow, that is great, that is cool. His sermon, I don't remember what he preached, but I remember that was really special. And her sermon touched my heart, and I wanted to know more about God. I wanted to read the Bible, so I grabbed the Bible, and I opened it, but I didn't know where to start. I'm not sure whether I knew that the Bible has 66 books in it, but I knew Old Testament is a lot bigger than New Testament, so I thought, I was not going to finish all the Old Testament, so I chose the easy one, New Testament. So I opened the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, as you might imagine. And I opened the first chapter of Matthew, I started reading it on account of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Wow, that is cool. How cool is that? The genealogy of Jesus. Yes. And that was fine until I began reading the next. Father of Isaac, father of Jacob, father of Judah, father of whom, father of somebody, so. And it seemed endless. Then I became overwhelmed by endless names in Jesus' genealogy, saying, what in the world? How many names? And most of the names, they sound weird. Nashon, Jehoshaphat, Jehonahiah, Zerubbabel, Eliakim. The bottom line was, there was a name that I really liked. We have... It's not working. Okay. It's Jesus' genealogy. And we have some name that I really like in Jesus' genealogy. Jesus has Salmon in his genealogy. So you can find that. Father of Boaz. Then I became curious. Why? Why do we have those names in the gospel? The first chapter. First chapter of the Gospel and first chapter of the whole New Testament. Why? You may also find a couple of chapters of genealogy in the Old Testament, such as Moses' one, when God chose Moses to send him to Pharaoh to set free the Israelites out of slaves in Egypt, Moses, he was not sure about that. He was not sure about his calling. He was afraid. Actually, he was scared to death. Then God reminds Moses of his genealogy, a long list of his genealogy. Then after listening to his genealogy, Moses became less concerned about calling. Why? Why does someone's genealogy, their names, matter? I understand this in two ways. The first one is the name itself. The name itself has its meaning. We have some people around us whose name has itself its meaning. It might be a flower's name, Daisy or Rose. And we have nine awesome compliments. Their names have meanings. Let's take a look. Logan means radiate strength, and Bowen means noble, and Joshua means God is deliverance. Nora means light and honor. Ellie means God is my light. And Emily means God is within me. And Grace means charm, goodness, and generosity. And Derek, he's here, the ruler, king of the tribes. He is the king. And Aaron means exalted and strong. And there is a second way that I understand it. It is the name after somebody whom we dearly love and respect. Or somebody, name after a great historical figure. In Asian culture, I'm going to have a vacation from tomorrow. Maybe that makes me think about my heritage a lot. In Asian culture, there is a study which is called Songmyeonghak. Songmyeong means name, hak means theory or study. So it's simply a study of a name. And I don't find any English vocabulary for that, but anyway, it is more like a theory when we give a name with a specific meaning to a child. Then as the child is growing and reminding of the meaning of their names, the child becomes a person like their names. So naming a child is very important because it might change their lives, their future. For example, I have two Korean names. My father named me In. So that is my first name, In, when I was born. At the time, when Korean people made their child's name, they used, not anymore, but they used Chinese characters. And the meaning of my name was not found in any English vocabulary. So it is kind of a combination of two words, two vocabularies. It's wisdom and righteousness. And a few years later, somehow my parents, they changed my legal name. So, my name is now Hyunter. It is two syllabi. It is made by mom. So, my father made In, my mother made Hyunter. So, somehow I think my mother won. But anyway, it has two syllabi with two Chinese characters. Hyun means exactly the same as In, wisdom and righteousness. And Chol means bright and skillful. So both of them has wisdom and righteousness. I think my parents really want me to be wise. I hope they are happy with me now. But when you happen to meet some Asian people, you can ask their name. What's the meaning of your name? What is that? And you may find the same thing in the Bible. A name has a specific name, meanings. When you read the names in the Bible, the name itself often reveals the person's character or what is happening in the person's life. For example, David. David means the beloved one. And Isaiah, the prophet, his name means God saves. God saves. And Joshua, we just said that. Joshua and Hosea means God is deliverance. And Noah means restoration and rest. And we know Delilah, Samson's girlfriend, who sold him to the authority. Her name means lust and weakness. And we have one person, Peter. His given name, Peter, his given name, Cephas, means rock. He is called the rock of the church. I think I told you one time about Jesus calling Matthew. In Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew. He was a tax collector. In his time, tax collector was, they were the people nobody wanted to be with. Tax collectors, they were people's public betrayer and sinners. They were politically helping the Roman Empire, which occupied Israel, and tax collectors, they brought a huge burden on their people, Israel. And nobody wanted to be their friends. Nobody wanted to talk with them, not even want to have a meal together. But Jesus, he called Matthew to follow him. Simply he said, "Matthew, come and follow me. Come and follow me." Then immediately, Matthew followed Jesus. Why? What happened? Jesus simply called his name. Then Matthew immediately answered Jesus' calling. There might be many, many reasons, but I find one specific reason in his name, Matthew. His name means the gift of God. The gift of God. So when Jesus called him, he didn't simply call his name. It was like, the gift of God. You are the gift of God. Come and follow me. And his name changed everything. The name. And another way that we find meaning in our names, it is to name after somebody. And I think some of you or many around you have their name after their parents or grandparents. You know what I mean, right? Somebody you may find that, or even middle name. So, my wife and I, we agreed many years ago, if we had a son, we would have called him Philip. And if we had a daughter, it's going to be Sally. Because Philip is my role model as a pastor, and Sally is his wife. So we had a specific name, the one we love, and their name means a lot. And we hope their name shines just like the one we love for the child. Then what name do you have in your mind? Now I want to change my question. With your name, what meaning do you want to be reminded of by people around us? Each and every one of us is a human being with our mortality. We will be someday named on All Saints Sunday, each one of us. We're not going to live forever. We don't know when it'll be, but we know it's coming. Some of us maybe will live over 100 years old, but I'm now young, in my mid-40s, but I have already lost 5 of my good friends in my age. Sometimes that makes us afraid or nervous, even though we have faith in God. we have faith that we will see our beloved one in heaven again. So in our word, in our deed, and in our faith, in our way of living our lives, we are creating and cultivating our own meaning of life and meaning of our names, which people around us will remember. And I believe we should have two meanings with our names. The first one is we should be remembered as a follower of Jesus Christ. We should be remembered by our children, parents and friends and families that we are disciples of Jesus Christ who love God and love people around us. And that is our lifelong mission given by Jesus Christ. And the second one, I don't know the answer, but I may simply ask you a question for that, which I want to encourage you to ponder during the week. How do you want to be remembered when your people remind of you, your name? In Jesus' genealogy, each one of their names, they might sound strange to us, but they are reminded, remembered, and their names are added to Jesus' genealogy, our Lord and Savior's genealogy, and they are reminded, remembered in the faith genealogy for all of us. And my hope and prayers are we will be remembered as someone who delivered the light of Jesus Christ and bring peace, grace, and love of God for someone's life.